looks nimble and balanced. When viewed this way, with the leader having the responsibility to help, support, and encourage everyone else, it changes everyone's outlook. And when everyone else understands that his or her role is also to lift, encourage, and equip, and that all members of the organization are dependent on one another, it becomes clear that nurturing the relationships is necessary to the organization's health. Now, those roles within the organization move from being positions of authority to positions of influence, or, dare I say, positions of service. Action steps. 1. Evaluate your focus. Is it outward, centered on benefiting others? Number 2. Evaluate your influence. Are you focused on developing your coaching tree, building leaders who build leaders generation after generation? Number 3. Evaluate your judgment. Are you able to preserve a long-term focus on growing others while at times appropriately exercising more direct control? Number 4. Look ahead. Know your vision, mission, and values, but remember that life is about the journey, too. Number 5. Focus on the present. What can you do today to build into the lives of the people around you? Don't miss the now. Remember, tomorrow may never come. Number 6. Evaluate your vision. What do you hope the future will look like as you proceed? Number 7. Evaluate your personal and organizational mission. Does it clearly tell you and the world what you're about, why you're here, and why you've chosen these goals? Number 8. Evaluate your values. Are your rules of behavior consistent with your principles? Does your rudder steer you in a good direction for how you will behave and treat others? Number 9. Evaluate your approach with your family, team, business, friends, and others. Mentoring is a lifestyle. Number 10. Remember that mentor leadership is all about serving. Jesus said, "For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Mark 10:45. Chapter 3, The Maturity of a Mentor Leader. A Look Within. The unexamined life is not worth living. Socrates. In order to become an effective mentor leader in whatever setting, it's important to take a look inside yourself. Identify what drives and motivates you, the areas in which you're naturally gifted, and the areas that are more challenging and thus will take more self-application to conquer. The ability to take an honest look at yourself and examine who you are, what makes you tick, what makes you do the things you do.